Turn to picture 4. While Jesus was in the town of Canaan, a very important man came to see Jesus. He heard about how Jesus could do many great miracles and heal people. And this man had a very, very sick son. In fact, the son was about to die. Oh, he loved his son and did not want him to die. And so this father traveled for many, many kilometers to come and see if Jesus would heal his son. When the father saw Jesus, he kneeled down and begged Jesus to come and heal his son. Can you see him in the picture? Boys and girls, what do you think Jesus did? Can you tell your teacher? All Jesus did was to say to the man, "Go, your son will live." The man believed, and he journeyed all the way back to his home. When he got there, some of his servants said, "Oh, your son is now okay." Then the father asked them when the fever had left his son. And the servant said, "At the seventh hour." And do you know what, boys and girls? That was the exact time when Jesus said that the son would live. Wow, wasn't that great? Jesus did not have to go to the boy's home. He just had to speak, and it was done. And do you know why Jesus could do that? Because Jesus is the Son of God. He is God. Boys and girls, this father was a good man because he loved his son and he did not want his son to die. And the man also believed that whatever Jesus said, it would happen. What if the man did not believe Jesus? Maybe the son would have died. Children, it is very important to believe Jesus and God's word. We should not doubt it or think it is wrong. No! We must believe and obey God's word. Will you do that? Now, boys and girls, I want you to draw a very nice picture for me. Draw me a picture of the son who was sick and was now healed. Maybe you could draw him playing with his ball, or with his dog, or on his bicycle. Can you do that right now? This is the end of picture 4.